The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program. How could we have ever become a great populous nation by same-sex marriages? Will same-sex marriage solve a single one of our problems? Will gun control or taking guns away from good law-abiding citizens solve or stop murder? My friends, if we could only see that we are slaves to Satan, the devil, all because we have obeyed him. We have taken on his mind, attitude, and his character. And this has happened by rejecting God. And the more we reject God, the more we are enslaved to Satan. We have rejected God by same-sex marriages, abortions, live-ins, and the breaking of the word and laws of God in many other ways, and it only adds more problems. Corruption in government, in business, in churches, lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, trampling on the Sabbath and other holy days that God made holy and commanded us to keep, only adds problems and intensifies the problems we already have. God did not send the flood because that world was obeying him. Neither did he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for obeying him. Neither have nations and empires crumble because they were obeying God. It was because they were disobeying God. They were becoming more bold in their rebellious, sinful ways of deliberately rejecting God. They didn't need God, so they thought. Makes you think of the world today and our nation. We are bold in our rebellious, sinful ways, our mindset and attitude in rejecting God's word, his laws, and authority in our life. God has already begun passing judgments on our nation. But just like our ancestors, we stiffen our neck, harden our heart, and ignore the fact that we should turn around and travel God's way. 9/11, 2008, Superstorm Sandy just may have come as a judgment and warning from God to turn to him. We haven't turned, and there will be more judgments coming, and we will become more enslaved by Satan and his ways and to our creditors, our lenders. I'm making this statement in February 2013 on the authority of God's word. Now, as God says, we could repent, turn, rend our hearts to God, and be healed if we would. God always leaves room for repentance up to a certain time before our complete demise. There is a deadline or red line, and we are getting very close to it as far as turning to God before we are taken captive and removed from our homeland and become slaves of other nations in their land. The prophet Isaiah prophesied about 740 through 680 B.C., His prophecy was aimed at Israel and Judah. The nation of Israel were in their last days and going downhill morally and spiritually very rapidly, just like we America are today. The nation of Israel was only 10 to 15 years from their total demise. Isaiah, just as Amos, Hosea, and Micah, warned Israel of the judgments of God, which would come and were already in process because of their moral and spiritual decline and rebelling against their Creator God if they didn't repent and turn from their evil ways. The nation of Israel didn't change, and they met their demise a few years later. I hope you will listen to what these prophets penned. I have quoted from these books and many others in the Bible, and so have several other true ministers of God many times. We do this because God commands us to do that. In Isaiah 58 and verse 1, notice what God commands his true ministers to do. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Well, that's what we're trying to do, my friend, and we hope that someone will listen. Isaiah was another prophet that penned a warning and repentance message to Israel, as well as Jeremiah. God told Ezekiel to warn them from him, whether they would listen or not. In Ezekiel chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, and we're going to read 10 verses here, I want you to notice what God had to say. Verse 1 of Ezekiel 2, "And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. Then the Spirit entered me, when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. Notice that, my friends, God said that he sent Ezekiel to a rebellious nation. Yes, that had rebelled against him. That was at that time, and that is today as well. As a matter of fact, at that time that Ezekiel penned his prophecy, there was no nation of Israel. They had been taken captive 130 years prior. This is an end-time prophecy, and you need to pay attention to this. Going on here in verse 3, they and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. As I said, this message didn't get to the house of Israel. They had gone into captivity 130 years before Ezekiel penned his book. It is for Israel today. It is for the United States and the British people. Verse 4, For they are impudent and stubborn children. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, As for them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, yet they will know a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their word. Though briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions. In other words, God told Ezekiel, and it is aim for us today, that we would be doing this in a time when iniquity was really abounding. And that is for sure we are, my friends. But God said, don't be afraid. He said, lift up your voice and cry out and tell my people their sin. He said, do not be afraid of their words or dismayed for their looks, though they are a rebellious house. You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are rebellious. God doesn't force you to listen to him today, but he commands you to, and he commands you to repent and turn to him. That is, if you want to have a good life, and you want to escape captivity that is coming on this nation. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Now when I looked, there was a hand stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. Then he spread it before me, and there was writing on the inside and on the outside, and written on it were lamentations, mourning, and woe. My friends, that's the day that we're living in, lamentations and mournings and woe. Things aren't going well for our nation. This nation is scared. We're scared in our homes. We're scared in our schools. We're scared everywhere we go. It is the environment that we have built by rejecting God and his law. The message of Ezekiel was for the end-time house of Israel, especially America and the British people. Israel had been taken captive over 130 years prior to the time Ezekiel penned his message. This warning and repentance message has been going out to Israel for 60 to 70 years that I know of. It is still going out by God's true ministry and church today. God knew very few, if any, would listen in the end time. Christ said, as it were, in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, so it would be in the end time. No one listened to the preaching of Noah. Not even Lot's own family, outside of his two daughters, still at home, listened to him. I have been asking, are we slaves? Well, yes, we are. We are so enslaved to a false way of life, to deception, to lies and corruption, and a counterfeit religion, to the political arena, in short, to Satan and his ways, that we no longer recognize the truth. We are obeying the God of this earth, Satan the devil, as the Bible plainly says he is. Notice what God said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, beginning in verse 1. God is describing the world today, and for sure our nation America and the British people. I hope you will listen. Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Yes, God can hear, and God can save. Why doesn't he? Well, verse 2 tells us, and we need to heed this message, my friends. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Yes, God has told Israel that he would turn and hide his face from us. God began to tell us of our sins in verse 3. Notice what he has to say here. Just beginning to tell us, end time Israel, the United States and the British people, our sins today. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. This is America today. God is describing the day and the nation that you live in, my friends. Verse 4 says, no one calls for justice, and that means divine law. You don't hear any politician saying, let's get back to God's law and see if that will help us come out of our condition that we're in. No one calls for justice or divine law, nor does anyone plead for truth. Is anyone out there standing up for truth today, my friends? It seems that everyone is a compromiser today. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. Words that are vain, words of vanity, and they speak lies. They conceive evil. Yes, they take it on. They receive it gladly and bring forth iniquity gladly. Does this sound like the nation that you live in? They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. In other words, nothing is going right. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Yes, God says that all is going to be uncovered, that we are going to, and we are already, reaping what we have sown. And the reaping is going to get worse, my friend, because we're sowing more bad seed all time. And if your eyes are open, you know this, you realize that that is the course that we're on, sowing bad seed, and there's nothing good that will come from that. Verse 7, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. Yes, God says this is a mindset and this is an attitude that is prevailing in our nation today. As I said, we are afraid everywhere we go today. We're prisoners in our own homes. We're prisoners in our schools. We're prisoners in our churches. We're prisoners every place, it seems, today, because we are afraid. My friends, this should not be. Verse 8 here, God says, the way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice or there is no divine law in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Well, that's for sure. We don't know peace today. As I said, we are all shaken up. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we invite you to request a couple of booklets that we have that you need to read, my friends. Number 1. North America Listen and Why Christ Must Return. You need to read these booklets. North America Listen and Why Christ Must Return. All you need to do is just call us at 573-238-3675. That's the Marble Hill Church of God's phone number. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.